The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're well. I hope you're amazing. I hope you're smooth. I hope you're enjoying your Friday. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. What time is it where you are? I don't know, but I'll be here for the next 2 hours. If you missed the last two, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about the Masters. Thank you so much to Matt Adams for joining us. You can catch him on NBC. You can catch him on the Golf Channel. Thank you so much. At the end of the NBA season, well, the Suns have been done. Thank you to Dana Scott for coming through and telling us about what will ultimately be one of the offseason's biggest stories. What the hell the Phoenix Suns do with Kevin Durant or Bradley Beal? Oh, they probably can't move him. Who wants him? Anyway, we got more to get into. Got a lot of NFL news. Kirk Cousins is probably real ticked off. Why? Joe Flacco got himself a new contract with the Cleveland Browns. Aaron Rodgers still doesn't have a job. And then we talked about a college football player who is basically holding his football team up. He's sticking them up. And speaking of sticking anybody up, John Moran isn't doing that anymore. He is throwing grenades. He's a grenade thrower. And then, of course, next hour, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And it is Friday. March Madness is gone. Hickey, should we do the Friday Funny? Do you think we should do that again?
I think we should. I feel like we already kind of started it today.
Wow. Which one? It was a story that was funny?
Yeah, you had me cracking up so far today.
What happened? I don't remember saying anything.
Actually, this is bad. Now I forget. What were we just talking about? Not last segment.
I can't say on the air. I did not have a job.
I literally hurt my side laughing.
Oh my God.
This is so bad.
This is something else that I can't repeat. I forgot how I said it. We were talking about the Vikings cruise ship.
Oh, yes, that's right.
There was some type of reference to a motorboat.
That's right.
And I said something about reverse motorboat.
That's right. That was. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Okay, all right.
So funny I forgot it, but I still got a good laugh.
Hey, listen, I got to try to get these quips in when I can, okay? Need to do an unedited version. Is it possible for us to do an unedited version of the show? No, right? Can't do that.
On these airwaves from 6 to 10 Eastern? No.
No. No, no,
Or you could do a JR After Dark.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
On Instagram.
You think I should do that? I can do Instagram. I should go on Instagram right now. Maybe I should. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I got better things to do. Sit here and talk to North America. Hey, thank you for listening wherever you might be. Hickey, where do you want to go with this? We just talked about Nico Iamaliava. We didn't do since it's a Friday funny. I'm bad. I don't do knock-knock jokes, but I'm going to try, Hickey. I'm trying. This is very fresh. You ready? Well, anyway, hold on, Hickey. Hold on. Hold that thought.
Okay.
I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Now we got that out the way. You ready, Hickey, for the knock-knock joke? Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Browns.
Browns who?
That's the point. It's, nobody shows up to see the Browns. There we go. It is the joke. The only guy who wanted to go see the Browns and be a part of the Browns is Kirk Cousins, and he is he's likely to be stuck here in Atlanta, Georgia. We were making jokes about Kirk Cousins today. Because if you have not heard, well, outside of Derek Carr, who went down with a shoulder issue, we don't know if Derek Carr is going to be able to play this season. We have no idea when he's going to return. We don't know if he'll be healthy. But the Saints have to figure something out. They have a new head coach in Kellen Moore. You thought you had a quarterback in Derek Carr. You're financially tied to Derek Carr for the rest of this year. And now things have been adjusted in the draft, like with Shedeur Sanders. Is he now going to get drafted number 9 by the New Orleans Saints, or is he going to fall? The Saints have to draft a quarterback. Ain't nobody trying to watch Spencer Rattler run around and throw interceptions. Nobody. But before we found out about Derek Carr, we found out about Joe Flacco, the 40-year-old quarterback who signed a one-year, $4 million deal to return to the Cleveland Browns. You might recall, not this past season because he was getting benched for the Indianapolis Colts, but the season before that, Joe Flacco took over for Deshaun Watson, who at that point in time didn't tear his Achilles, but he had a busted up shoulder. Ended his season. And Joe Flacco took over. And he took the Browns to the playoffs. This man threw 7 touchdowns and 1 interception after getting off of his couch, leaving his kids behind. He got a lot of kids. I've seen him in a hotel lobby. That man got a lot of kids. God bless him. Can't blame him for trying to play football. But anyway, if you're the Browns, and Deshaun Watson is rehabbing his 2 times now surgically repaired Achilles, and you now also bring in Joe Flacco to the mix, and you're Kirk Cousins, and you're taking photos up in Cleveland, and everybody knows that you want out of Atlanta, Kirk Cousins is screwed. People are taking photos of clipboards and saying that this is Kirk Cousins' new equipment as he works behind Michael Penix Jr. I don't know. How the hell does Kirk Cousins go to the Saints? And why would the Saints try to trade for him? They already got money tied up in Derek Carr. It's just a ridiculous situation all the way through. Pretty hilarious. Ian Rappaport, of course, he has all the news. He had the news on Joe Flacco signing with the Browns. Listen to this on his YouTube.
Joe Flacco is back. Signed a one-year, $4 million deal. $3 million guaranteed. So now they have Kenny Pickett. They have Joe Flacco and obviously Deshaun Watson on the roster who's not going to play this year. So what does that mean? And I think that's the most interesting thing for me. Does it mean that they're not going to draft a quarterback anywhere? No, it certainly doesn't. It means they don't have to draft a quarterback.
Man, the Browns are dumb as dumb could be if they draft a QB. Why are you signing Joe Flacco? Just throw Kenny Pickett out there and suck some more. Like, what? Why? I mean, everything that we hear is that the Browns are looking at Travis Hunter. And if I'm Travis Hunter, I'm rolling my eyes going, oh, my God, I'm going to get drafted by the Browns. Please, God, no. Why would the Browns do such a thing? Somebody asked Myles Garrett. Oh, he doesn't give us honest answers. This is the same Myles Garrett who said he wanted to be traded. And he said it wasn't about the money. And as soon as they gave him more money and made him the highest paid guy in the NFL that's not a quarterback, Myles Garrett said, I'll take the money and I'll lie about it. Don't ask him anything. The Browns aren't taking a QB. It doesn't appear that the Giants are taking a QB. It looks like they're going to go the safe route. And so Shador Sanders, let the Saints go ahead and snatch that man up. And Kirk Cousins, He's going to have to wait for somebody to get desperate. He's going to have to wait for somebody to just be so desperate that they're like, I have to trade for Kirk Cousins. Because the thing is, nobody wants to trade for him now. And Kirk Cousins, he can't just give money up. He can't adjust his contract. NFL Players Association would be mad at him. I know he's made more money than God in the NFL, but they'd have to send Kirk Cousins to the moon if he decided to give money back. So Ian Rappaport also talked about Kirk Cousins. What is his future here in Atlanta? Is he carrying water or bags?
They were a team to me that I thought was a possibility of trading for Cousins. I know the teams had conversations. It didn't sound like it was easy to figure out how much money the team would pay the Falcons, or really how much money the team would take on of Cousins' salary to do the deal. And then the draft pick, it was complicated. They ended up moving on to sign Flacco. So does this mean Cousins stays with the Falcons for 2024? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. He's going to be with the team. It's going to be the most, it's a very Falcons thing to do. To be awkward, you know, to blow a lead in the Super Bowl, to basically try to acquire a pervert and alienate Matt Ryan. Hickey, by the way, it's been said that Matt Ryan is going to be back here in Atlanta working with Michael Penix because they believe in him so much, allegedly.
Oh, good on Matt Ryan,
right?
His true successor.
Oh, well, it wasn't, I can't even think of some of the, Mariota was here. Oh, my God. Oof. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Hickey, I think that. Oh, I think the last time I saw a game in person here was when Mariota was quarterback.
So you have no problem going to watch the Hawks play bad basketball, but you draw the line at watching bad football in person. Interesting.
It's a bigger place to navigate.
That's, yeah, there's what, three times more people? Four times more people?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why. Yeah. I can also drive to the Hawks. And they're right across the street from each other. I can drive to the Hawks and can't drive to the Falcons game.
Real? Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you have it. The cat is out the bag, Hickey. You made me tell my secrets on the air. There you have it.
I apologize. Hopefully no one in Atlanta is listening. That will take your spot.
Yeah, well. What spot?
Right, what spot? I don't know what you're talking about.
You talking about a parking spot?
Yeah.
No. I don't drive. I don't drive my car to the football stadium. It's too many people.
Right.
I can drive my car to the basketball game.
Right, that's what I'm
Easy.
Saying. That's exactly what I was talking about. No one takes your parking spot for basketball.
Oh, that. Well, I'm not worried about that.
Oh. Well, what's the secret then?
The secret of what?
This is like a...
Who's on first?
Yeah, Albert Costello. Holy cow.
Yeah, well, no, what are you asking me? I'm for real. I don't know what you're talking about.
You were saying the cat's out of the bag. I let your secret out.
Oh, not about the parking spot. That I don't go to the Falcons games because I don't want to take the train. I don't want to drive because there's no space. And then the stadium is huge to navigate. It takes, at the basketball arena, Hickey, I could go from the back to the floor to my seat. I can do all of that in like 5 minutes. At the football stadium, I got to navigate the whole world and wait on elevators and walk through concrete. It's too big.
Oh, I don't know. That was the whole secret. I thought it was just the parking itself and the driving. Oh, well, I see. Mitigating factors, multiple factors.
Yeah, it's a combination, okay? A combination of things.
Including play in the field.
Yeah, what?
Are we including play in the field, too? Like, you're not going to go watch a bad team? If they were good, would you
no,
go?
No, because at home I can watch five bad teams, you know?
True, okay.
Rather easy. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4ISN. Man, I'm just... It's Hickey, they suck, man. What am I doing? I can watch more games at home. And I know I can get it. The arena is small to me. It's 20,000 people in there, but I can get in and out. As simple as that. Who we got here? Hickey is Kenny from Baltimore here. Kenny, you're on the JR Sportbury Show. What's up?
Yeah, well, I was telling your guy that how one of the best quotes I ever heard was, I saw it in the barbershop when I was 12 years old. But it holds its ground because you always have people that always want to come back and borrow more money from you or borrow anything. And, you know, they think it's all right. They're like, hey, you know, well, hey. So what you tell them is, what was said, credit is dead. Bad pay killed him. And that's the best quote I ever heard.
and you'll probably
be using it. Huh?
Is that about murder?
No, it's about you know, when people come back to you and they want to they want to borrow money again or something like that, and you tell them credit is dead because bad pay killed them.
Okay, not as in a person, right? Okay.
No, not in a person. It's about somebody trying to get you again. They already owe you. Here they come again.
Okay, I got you, Kenny. I got you. I've seen the wire too many times, Kenny. Thank you.
Yeah, I can dig it for real. Hey, you know one of my best friends was in the wire.
Who?
And
was
I talked to him today. Derek. He was the guy. He was the guy that one of the last things they had, he bought drugs. He was driving the cab, and he bought drugs from the drug dealer and drove off.
Wait. You just told me on the radio that one of your friends was in The Wire, and what did he do? He wasn't like Stringer Bell or Idris Elba.
No. He was one of the extras. One of the extras. And what he did, they had a scene where he drove. He DJs on On Facebook, yes.
Oh, on Facebook, okay. All right. Yes. That's his claim to fame? He bought drugs on the wire?
No, like yeah, right. Check you out. He bought drugs on the wire. No, I like he was that. Playing it, but you know, that was good.
Yeah, I know, it was a show. I know it's a fiction.
Yeah, but he's out there every day on Facebook. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Kenny. Right, appreciate you.
All right.
All right. Oh, wow. Hickey, what's your claim to fame, huh?
Not that. You not didn't Crosby buy, featured there.
You didn't buy drugs on the Y?
I did not. Wasn't even cool enough to be asked to do it.
Hickey, did you know in 86 I was an extra in Home Alone?
Really?
I was one of the kids in the airport. Yep. Just in the background. You just saw the back of my head.
What do they pay you for something like that?
I don't know. I lied. And then a Miles Garrett.
Damn.
It could be true, right?
Very simple. I mean, you need a lot of just normal people there to make it look like it's not staged. There was a classmate I had that was an extra in the Netflix show with the bad guy.
Isn't that all of them?
That's true. You're right.
The Netflix show with
Underwood.
The bad. I don't know what
president.
That is.
House of Cards. There it is.
I've heard of that. I thought that was on HBO.
It was on Netflix. No. Oh, that's probably okay. The first good show Netflix had when they started doing their original programming.
Yeah, I don't know what that stuff is.
And she was there.
Okay. Oh, she was there. Okay.
She was at like 2 or 3 scenes.
Oh, nice. Did she speak?
No. No speaking. All right. Just kind of there in the crowd.
Shout out to that guy. He said his friend was in The Wire. I'm like, Idris Elba, right? He goes, no. My friend bought drugs at the end of episode 9, season 20. Okay. Not bad. It's something better than nothing, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back. I'm gonna take your calls. I don't think that was a joke. I don't think that was funny at all. But you know what? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you have a joke you want to share with America, by all means, come by and tell us. I think the only person without a sense of humor today is probably Kirk Cousins because he is stuck here in Atlanta. I'm going to tell you about a real joke on the other side as well. We'll talk more about Nico Iamaliava. And then I'm going to tell you about another joke in Ja Morant. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, how about this? This NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. NASCAR stops at Bristol Motor Speedway for the first time this season for the Food City 500. Denny Hamlin has dominated this track, winning 2 of the last 3 races and coming into the weekend after winning at Darlington and Martinsville. Shoutouts to Martinsville. Hickey, you ever been to Martinsville? Probably not.
I have not.
Good. And none to see there besides the track. It's just the track. It's just the track. There's nothing. I swear the track is the whole city, I think.
Huh.
Yeah. Once you leave the track, you leave the city. And they serve you a hot dog that'll bubble your guts.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Martinsville.
I had one bite of the hot dog at Martinsville. I knew better. Didn't need those problems at all. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, well, we're about to do the Friday funny. If you got a joke that you want to tell North America, it's Friday. It's loose. The spring is springing. Maybe it's a little cloudy. Maybe it's cold. Maybe it's raining. The weather is getting better. You want to get your weekend set up on a high note? You want to entertain America? Are you a growing comedian? Are you trying to increase your reach? Come through and tell us a joke. 888-710-4ISN. But what I'm about to share with you, though, before we get there, is not a joke at all. We have a college football player from Tennessee, Nico Iamaliava. He has decided that he is not getting paid enough money. And so he did skip spring practice. He's not participating in nothing. He is not showing up until he gets some more money. He is threatening to jump into the transfer portal unless Tennessee. And he's up. this man is making $2.5 million, and he's just like, other people are getting paid more. Okay, well, I need to get paid more. Despite the fact that when he got to the school, he agreed to make $8 million over his entire tenure. And he's just like, well, I just went to the playoffs. I took Tennessee to the playoffs. And yeah, we got smacked and smoked by Ohio State 42-17. I deserve more cash. This is really, I mean, Hickey outside. Remember that guy in Las Vegas? He decided to just leave the team in the middle of the year because the school missed a payment, or the collective missed a payment?
Yes.
Now we got a guy who said, I'm skipping everything. I'm not even showing up until you pay me. This has to be a first. And we're going to have a whole lot more of these. This has to be a first in college athletics. The school or the collective didn't write me the check. They refused to negotiate. He's basically holding the school hostage until he gets some bread. If you don't pay me, I'm gone. And where are you going to get a new quarterback from? You got to pay me. It's going to be interesting to see who out here decides to blink first. Is it going to be Nico Iamaliava? Is it going to be the collective of Tennessee? Are they going to up the money? Are they going to up the funds? Are they going to pay this dude? If I'm a college, I'm saying, hey, man, screw you. I'm Tennessee. I'm going to go find some kid in Georgia somewhere. I forget you. Or wherever. I don't know. Somebody else will take the $2.5 million. What a world that we live in. I want you to listen to this. This is from SiriusXM earlier today. Former LSU running back Jacob Hester, FSU quarterback E.J. Manuel, they talked about Nico Iamaliava holding Tennessee hostage. If you were a student in school, you'd love this.
Look, I'll be honest. I don't love this. I don't love any portion of it. Sure. I know that leverage, sure. Leverage is leverage. It is what it is, yep. But this is teammate stuff. If I was a running back and my quarterback was doing this, I'd feel a certain type of way. I'm going to be honest with you. I just would. Like, hey, you're the leader, bud. If you wanted to do this, you should have done it in December, okay?
Right.
Because then we could have found our guy if you leave us.
I understand why these players in college are kind of looking at the rules, which there is none, and they're going to go as far as they can with it. Is it an awkward thing for this kid to do? Is this going to piss off a lot of Tennessee fans? Yeah. But, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, but shrug. Like, hey, it is what it is.
This is hilarious. I don't like this. I'm not going to say I love it either. Like, this is what everybody's been asking for. This is what you get when you didn't let the players have a piece of the pie a long time ago, and now the players have more power. He's sticking up to school. And so, and Lee from Cincinnati called, and he had a great question. He's like, how do you do that? This is a school. It's a university. And, like, the contract isn't necessarily with the school. The school isn't paying him. An entity loosely associated with the school is paying him. So donors from outside the school are getting together and they're raising money and they're creating like these marketing companies. It's just like having an agent. The schools are not allowed to play the players, are not allowed to pay the players directly. And so what they do is have outside entities that create marketing companies that pay them. And sooner than later, as soon as maybe this summer, next year, we're going to find out. It's only a matter of time before the schools, the universities, the colleges, they got to write a check directly to the players. That day's coming too. It's just so fun. Could you imagine this 20, 30 years ago? XYZ player not showing, the whole school would, they would destroy the program. Death penalty for everybody. What a world. Hickey, this is sad and amusing to me.
I mean, to the amusing part, I guess, it's like this is the NCAA did this to themselves by burying their head in the sand, thinking that this day of players getting paid would never come. And now the axis has tipped totally in favor of the players, where they were the ones getting screwed. And now it's really everyone else getting screwed with no balance whatsoever.
Yeah,
this is wild. I mean, isn't the common sense answer, now that this is the first one so people can learn from moving forward, isn't the common sense answer just make contracts with the school going forward?
They might have to, bro. Like this whole idea of collective, it might have to be an intermediary until they get things kind of squared away. But if you're the school, let's keep in mind, is that their job? right? I mean, well, you can work for the school. Like, you can work at the bookstore. You work in the cafeteria. You can work anywhere in the school as an employee. How does that change any differently? You see, but even in that case, the people working in the school, they're not part of a union. Like, if you're going to pay a collective of individuals, what stops the college athletes from forming a union, too, you know?
That's true. And it's a slippery slope. But right now, with how this is, there is no reason why every great player shouldn't do what Nico's doing. Even if you stay, you know, at the school you're at, you jump in the portal, you threaten them, and you basically say, this is my number, meet it or I'm gone.
It's crazy. Hickey, I wish back when I was in school I could roll up to a professor. I'm going to get a nasty email from a professor after this one. He's going to be like, hey. Oh, no, I did that already. Hey, I pay your bills. Give me an A. I did that already. Oh, no, I didn't. I threatened to do that. What is this akin to? Like, if you're a regular college student, there's not even anything comparable to this, right?
No, because to your point, if you're working at the bookstore and you say, hey, I want $20 an hour, I'm out of here. They're going to say, okay, go somewhere else.
Find somebody else who needs free books.
Right, yeah, exactly right. Go to another school. We dare you.
Right. Damn. Man, everybody, see, how about that? College football players for years, they couldn't even get a job. Well, they didn't have time, but they wouldn't allow them. I remember that poor guy had a YouTube channel. They're like, nah, you can't make money off your YouTube channel. What's he doing? Nothing. Just talking to a camera. Takes him 5 seconds a day. He said, you can't do it. You're making money. You belong to us. You can't make money as a student athlete. And now, Hickey, this is like that meme where the guy is, he's putting a gun in his mouth. And he flips the gun to the people. They're like, no, 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 no. And then he turns it to himself. They're like, no, 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 no. It's like he doesn't. They don't want him to shoot himself. And then they don't want him to shoot them. And it's just, it's crazy. The college athletes were always under the thumb of the NCAA. And now they have automatically just turned the tide. They got them. It's just, and that's not a joke. It's sad. It's ironic as well. I'm just trying to put it together. We have college athletes who are sticking up their teams. We are in a wild, wild world. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, it's a wild world when you got NBA players. They got fined for doing gun celebrations instead of shooting people. They're now throwing grenades. We're going to talk about John Morant. The phone lines are open. If you got a joke, if you want to share something with North America, you can go ahead and do so now. 888-710-4ISN. We got more to get into. NFL, NBA, funnies, jokes, all of the above.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Man, I'm going to get to your calls. I'm going to tell you about something else that's, I guess this is not funny. And then we'll get into the Friday funny. Well, let's go ahead. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. Ray is here from Montana. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Ray, what's up?
Hey, good evening. This guy from Tennessee. All right, I'm a Texas A&M fan. I went to a smaller school, but I was friends with one of the A&M football players when I went to school. This guy should be cut, and I'm going to tell you why. Before all this nonsense with NIL and all this other crazy stuff, they were being paid anyway. There are different ways of being paid. Okay, well, I went to the Navy first, got money, went to college, eating ramen noodles every night. My friend that played for A&M, he was eating steak and lobster in the student chow hall. That's a way of being paid. He didn't make it very long in the NFL, okay? He still had alumni connections due to playing for the football team. That's being paid. Okay, what is the incentive? Yeah. I get that they're making money for the school, but the school is also investing in their education. That's being paid. My God.
So, Ray, I've made reference to this. I feel like maybe once a month, every other now and then. That is an investment. But is it commensurate to what they were able to generate? I don't think so. It's one thing to go out there and make billions. So it's real simple here. If you are in the United States of America and you are old enough to go to work, I don't know anything else in America where you were not allowed to make money but college athletics. There's a reason why they're now allowed to make money. I think there's a massive difference between taking a look at Nico Iamaliava and him deciding to hold the school hostage to get paid more money versus not being able to make any money at all. It's like saying, hey, I'm going to teach you. Hold on. I'm not done yet, Ray. I am going to teach you and give you an education for free. But while you are here in exchange for an education, I'm not going to A, pay you. I'm not even going to allow you to work. Like that's robbery. That's theft. It's unfair.
Okay.
It's terrible. This is why they have changed the rules.
I have no problem with having a student stipend for these guys, but this is way out of control.
Well, you're splitting up.
This is so out of control.
You're splitting up different things. Forget the idea of a stipend. That has nothing to do with what he's doing. It's real simple. Let me, for my own sake, and to try to understand and have some clarity here. Yes or no? Are you saying that the athletes don't deserve any type of money in any form? Yes or no?
They're being paid. I just went over that.
I didn't ask you that. I said, do you? But based on what you said, what you have said,
okay.
I'm not asking you. I know what's taking place. I'm asking you, very simply, yes or no. You didn't give me a yes or no. I'll try again. Do you believe that these athletes deserve a piece of the pie? That's a different way.
Sure. Okay. Yes, I will agree to that. Okay. However, a football game is 4 hours long, right? You get how long is practices? An hour and a half to 2 hours? What, 4 days a week? So that's about 20 hours worth of work.
No. What I want you to do.
That's about 20 hours worth of work that you're putting into playing football.
No,
Ray. You want to be paid, pay them hourly.
No, Ray,
I got paid hourly.
We're not talking about you right now, Ray. What I want you to do. Well, independent. Oh, hold on, Ray. We ain't talking about you. What I want you to do. I want you to go ahead and Google Richard Sherman's college experience, okay? Because what he was asked to do on behalf of the university and for himself, this is beneficial to him. He has an opportunity to improve his stock at school and get drafted into the NFL and make millions of dollars. That was the deal. But when you look at the time commitment, and me and Hickey talked about this early in the course of the week. We're making jokes about the Big Ten and how it stretches from east to west. What college, let's think about this for a minute. In what world would a college student, a student athlete based in California, work pretty much all day, cram in classes, go back to practice, get on the plane from California to New Jersey to play Rutgers, go back, do classes, do practice, get ready for another game, like, and not get paid? Yeah, they get cash now. But in what world would that have been okay? And so I agree with you that it's kind of wild to look at a Nico Iamaliava and say, hey, he is sticking up the school. But to compare it to anything that's taken place in the past where there was no precedent is very different. Now they can make money. And your reference to they used to make money, yes, they made that money under the table. We can go back and look at SMU in the 80s. That program was decimated because money was flowing in a way that it shouldn't have. We had someone who called the other day and he was making jokes. I think it might have been last night. He was referring to Rick Pitino and his scandal at Louisville. Rick Pitino said, yeah, people were exchanging money and I knew nothing about it. And now people are going to prison. That was up to me. And so to look at what Nico Maliava is doing right now and trying to squeeze every dollar and cent out of Tennessee, if you think it's unethical, if you think he's overreaching, there's certain some legitimacy there. But there was a point in time where, yeah, money was always exchanging, but that wasn't the case. So I think those are just two completely separate things, Ray.
Daryl Royal was the reason why they had these rules is to stop people like Daryl Royal from getting all the players and leaving the scraps for the little other schools. Now, and I'm telling you, if Tennessee doesn't stop this right now,
there's nothing
college college football is done.
Well, that's
if the NCAA doesn't stop the transfer portal and the NIL, college football is over.
Well, hold on, Ray. It might as well be already over. It is the wild, wild west. And, you know, it's not a matter of, hey, you know, we're doing this or doing that to stop one guy or one school or one university from just snatching up all the kids. If they weren't being greedy, you know what's in the first place, we wouldn't have this issue. Okay? And this is to equate, I'm giving you an education. And this is, Hickey, I swear I said this maybe a couple days ago or last week. Do you recall? I'm like, just saying, hey, I'm giving you an education, but you can't work. That's not fair. You can't do that anywhere else in America. Like, that's ass backwards. And they got away with it forever. And so the idea, I can agree with anything, but the idea of, hey, you're going to school for free, but you can't work. Where else in America can you do that? Nowhere. Nowhere.
And to that point, where else in America can you not get paid for your talents? You can go play piano at a local bar in college and get all the money in the world, and no one says boo. College athletes, up until this point, it was the only profession where you could not make money based on what you did.
And it was a sham. It was robbery. It was theft. They hustled these kids. They hustled them. You're getting an education, so now you belong to me. Like, you can't do that. There's a reason why it was finally changed. And I hate to tell people, there's been a lot of laws in the United States of America that were wrong and were changed. That's just a fact. Like, ain't nobody walking around on clouds here being perfect. Like, I found that forever to be despicable. I mean, we got guys like Ed O'Bannon who basically fought forever coming out of UCLA. Like, wait a minute. I'm not even in the school anymore. So what happens? UCLA, I belong to them forever? Like, you get to put me in the video game? My face is in the game 30 years later. I don't get a dime? And please help me out. In what world is that fair? Hey, thank you so much, UCLA. I got an education. Thank you so much, UCLA. I was able to go to the NBA. Yeah, by the way, we're going to put out this video game with you in it. We're going to sell some shirts. We're going to sell that jersey that doesn't have your name on it, but your number is back there. And we're going to make the money. Like, what world is that, man? That education argument was garbage. You can get an education. You can get a scholarship. But on the side, like Higgy said, somebody can't buy me lunch. Because it will ruin the ethics of the game. People have lied and spread BS forever under the guise of, well, I'm just trying to help you out. Aren't you happy with what I'm giving you? I'm helping you out. Why do you want more? You want money, but I'm giving you this. There are stronger words that I can use. One starts with B, ends in S. Bull sprinkles. Hickey is bull sprinkles.
I like that. I haven't heard bull sprinkles before.
bull sprinkles. It is a lot. There's a reason why. The NCAA wouldn't have this mess. And this is in a lot of cases. You know what they say about pigs? They get sent to slaughter. The NCAA was fat forever. Profiting off this. And it's not even the aspect of paying them. They didn't even allow them to make money. If these student athletes had so much free time, a kid couldn't have a YouTube. They shut down a kid's YouTube. Hey, you do that YouTube channel. You can make 5 cents an hour on YouTube. No, no, no. Shut it down. No more eligibility. Say goodbye. Come on. You want that for your kid? When somebody telling your kid what to do in high school and college, you're shelling money out for your kid at college. You already got to pay for books. Maybe you're chipping in on tuition. Maybe the school Maybe your kid has a partial scholarship. And maybe your kid is just studying economics. How would you feel if the school said, yeah, you're paying his tuition or her tuition. Yeah, you're paying for books and you're paying for, housing, dormitory. Yeah, but your kid, in order for them to keep their scholarship, they can't work. They have to show up to class every day. Econ 101, they got to show up. No job for them. They can't work at McDonald's. If your kid works at McDonald's, we're rescinding the scholarship. Goodbye. How stupid does that sound? Why the hell was that any different for somebody throwing, kicking, or trying to tackle somebody? It's stupid. And that's not funny. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, we'll be funny. I'll make fun of John Morant. We'll talk some other things. The JR Sport Brief Show. I try to be fair on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm not robbing nobody. I'm not a college.